Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix Jr., really? Nick Kostos asked me if those guys are better than Bo Nix? Come on.
Maybe that was the most controversial part of the show then.
You know who he didn't ask me about is Jackson Dart. Then I really would have been on the spot, huh, Limits? Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Man, these shows go by fast on Fridays, Donnie. It's
unbelievable. We're already down to like 45 minutes.
I know.
Not even.
And we have a quiz show. What's the score limits in the quiz show?
Well, Donnie continues to dominate the quiz show.
Yeah.
To the point where Donnie won 5-2. The quiz show continues despite Donnie more than likely taking the season series. So
we have like 9 games left.
Well,
it's 5-2.
It was supposed to be a 7-game series, but it's been extended like the 1903 World Series, Donnie.
But you know what? Joe could beat me 100-0 here, and I'll just worry about the next two games I got.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by, come on, what's the other laugh that we have pinned up there from earlier today?
Oh man. This,
what were we laughing at?
This was us laughing at Paul in Washington and his call. What do you think of that? That's when Paul in Washington said this.
Joey Porter Jr., who can't keep his hands to himself, he acts like a guy on his first date.
That was unbelievable. wasn't it, Donnie?
That is a great line.
But I want to laugh.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Shall we, Donnie?
Let's do it, Joe.
All right.
All right, Donnie up 5-2 in the quiz show. The first question will go, you know, Donnie's choice. Donnie, do you want the first question or do
Dealer's
you want to
defer choice.
The second half?
I'll defer.
You will defer.
I'll take the kick, yeah. Yes.
Aaron Donald will become the 11th pit player to have his number retired on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Who is the last pit player to have his number retired? And I will give you a bonus point if you know what year it was.
Larry Fitzgerald last year.
It was Larry Fitzgerald, but it wasn't last year. But you do get the point for it being Larry Fitzgerald in 2013.
Wow. It was close.
That long ago.
You were very close.
Well, why he was here last year for something. Anyway, I'll take it. Thank you, Limits. I'm ahead 1-0. We all know what that means.
You know
I'm
what?
Just setting myself up to choke like the Pirates in the 7th inning.
I'm going to make sure that that wasn't correct. When did Larry Fitzgerald have his number
Nobody
retired?
Cares.
Pitt? Well, no, because you could have a bonus point. Was I wrong,
no,
though?
No, you weren't
It was
wrong.
July 1st of 20.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Donnie, the last time that College Game Day came to Pittsburgh, Pitt hosted Notre Dame. This is on a Saturday, not the backyard brawl game. Pitt hosted Notre Dame on September 3rd, 2005. Notre Dame won 42-21 at Heinz Field. This Pitt player ran for negative 9 yards on 12 carries, but scored a touchdown. Who was he?
Tyler Palko?
Tyler Palko is correct. Those negative 9 yards came with sacks factoring in to the running game.
How
that
did
was
you
Tyler
think
Palko.
To guess the quarterback right away.
Because I knew, because in college football, a sack counts against a quarterback's rushing yards.
Look at Nick Saban up there. See, this is priceless stuff for Pitt. He's talking about Heinschel.
Yep.
Frank Reich went wild over the guy a couple weeks ago. This kid has a chance to really, like, capture the eyes of the nation tomorrow. I think he's a star myself. That may not show tomorrow. It might not, but I think it's already shown a bit and will still show. And it might. I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
Joe, this question is for you. The last time that Pitt beat Notre Dame was at Heinz Field on November 9th of 2013, when Pitt won 28-23. Tom Savage beat Tommy Rees. How about that?
Oh, man.
This Pitt wide receiver had 4 catches for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Who was he?
2013, Tyler Boyd?
I figured you were going to say Tyler Boyd. That is incorrect.
Ooh.
I'm snuffed out.
Devin Street?
Devin Street was brought up by me earlier on this week on the show and is correct.
Oh, my God. This feels fixed to me.
Devin Street.
Something feels fixed to me.
Here we go.
He gets as a quarterback on a running play, and now Devin Street. You guys have conspired to fix
Joe
this.
Joe thinks that the quiz show is
fixed. You just pulled Devin Street out of your ass?
And this is why Ban the Quiz Show, team Ban the Quiz Show, is gaining more members.
Devin Street and Tyler, you guess on your first guesses, Donnie? How could you guess the quarterback for the last one?
Because when a quarterback is sacked in college football, it counts against his rushing yards. I thought that just made sense.
And then you just go to Devin Street?
That's like the only receiver I could have thought of.
Devin Street was a good
receiver.
I think you tipped off Donnie what the questions were going to be.
Well, you know, if you think that, Joe, then I'm going to take the quiz show away and we won't do it anymore.
Next.
There
nice,
have
nice
been
answer, Donnie.
All this talk about sixth-round quarterback Will Howard, Donnie, being the possible answer for the Steelers at quarterback. Why are you looking at me like that, Joe?
I thought it was my turn.
Well, you guessed incorrectly with Tyler Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Donnie's question. You okay over there? Do you need a moment?
No, I'm good.
Donnie, 2 sixth-round quarterbacks have made the Pro Bowl since 2000. We know
Nick Saban is at Acrisure Stadium. Look at him, Donnie.
Joe, now you're hijacking
the
quiz
show. I'm
you
just interested
said that
in
he
this.
Was there.
Yeah, he's part of the game day crew.
This is the second time you've mentioned
I know
that.
He is, but it's cool to see him there.
And the Steelers are back there on their video board practicing their run-throughs for Sunday. I think they were going through the Renegade tape earlier.
Yeah, their run-throughs. Maybe they'll give the ball to the backup running back more than the starter again this week. I'm sorry, Limits.
Limits,
go ahead.
Focus,
start
Mr.
The question
S. Come
over,
on.
Please.
What nickname can we give to Joe? To rival Mr. P. Should we call him Joe Snarky?
That somebody, might be good.
Somebody on the text line actually says that sometimes.
I
I'm like
that.
No, that's kind of
I do
mean.
Like that.
All right, Mr. Snarky. There have been all this talk about six-round pick Will quarterback being the possible answer for the Steelers at quarterback. Donnie, 2 sixth-round quarterbacks have made the Pro Bowl since 2000. We know that Tom Brady is one. Who is the other?
I want to go Matt Hasselbeck.
That is a good guess, but that is not correct.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick.
I hate you.
I know.
I don't know who else.
Mark Bulger.
Mark Bulger is incorrect. I will give you this hint. This quarterback is still in the league and has played a game this year.
Oh.
He's still in the league?
He's still in the league.
I know who it is.
And Donnie knows who it is.
He's an aging veteran who has played a game this year. I don't know, man. Tyrod Taylor?
Listen to what? You! Listen to you!
You gotta be kidding me. Who fed you this information?
Whoa, Donnie.
Donnie, I think there was insider tampering.
That's one
here.
Of the greatest answers in the history of the quiz
there
show.
There had to be insider tampering he here. Had, How he, did he get that?
He's got a bug in his ear. In
who
his
texted
headset.
You that?
All I could think of was, That was a purely lucky guess. He's the only other old guy. I almost said Carson Wentz, but he was drafted in the first round. Donnie, the crowd's going wild here.
The crowd is going crazy.
What is it, 2-2?
2-2. The score is now 2-2.
And it's Joe's question here.
Yeah, Joe's question.
Wow, that bodes
Joe,
well.
You have reached Ray Fittipaldo's question. That was submitted by Ray in the pre-show.
Right. Okay, right.
Joe, what was the name of the Bengals all-pro defensive lineman from the 70s? I'll give you that he was all-pro in 72. Who became a Hall of Fame songwriter in Nashville?
Oh, Mike Reed.
Unreal. He got it. Wow.
Here we go, Donnie.
I don't think Ray expected you to get that on the first guess.
I had no idea.
Mike Reed, he's from Altoona, and he went to Penn State, and then he ended up playing for the Bengals.
Yeah. Not bad, huh?
Good
by
for
Rod
you,
Taylor
Joe.
And Mike
and now
Reed.
Look at this
Good
guy.
You,
he thought it was fixed
fixing
two questions
the quiz show.
Earlier.
Look how his mind changes so suddenly, so quickly. It changes to, I hate you. The quiz show is fixed. You are colluding with Donnie to rig the quiz show against me. And now, this is a great quiz show, huh, Donnie?
I love you, Limits. Let's go.
All right.
Great
question
to
number
me.
Six.
Yes.
The New England Patriots, who don't want North Carolina anywhere near their building, or maybe that's the other way around, are 9-2 for the first time since 2019, Donnie. In that season, the Steelers opened the season in New England, losing significantly badly. Significantly badly. Is that the proper way to say that?
Yes.
This Patriots player had 95 yards on 4 catches and 2 touchdowns in the game. Donnie, who was he?
Oh, was it like Chris Hogan? Chris Hogan.
No, yeah. That's a good guess,
that's
but not
a great
Chris Hogan.
Guess. Was that the night they brought back Gronk? I think it was.
It might have been, yeah.
If
Joe gets this, I'll...
Who's the other guy? Was Hunter Henry on their team already? I'll say Hunter Henry.
I think he was, but that is not correct.
Danny Amendola?
Another good guess, but no.
I need a hint. Unless Donnie wants the hint first.
The score was 33-3.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, there was a pass right over that horrible safety's head, and Tomlin ripped him on the sidelines.
Who was the horrible safety? Mark Barron?
No, Cam, somebody they brought in from like the XFL for the game.
Cam?
Yeah.
K-A-M.
No, I know who Joe's talking about. He got arrested at Mario's in Southside.
That was the only thing he did here.
Cam Thomas?
Cam Thomas.
No, Cam Thomas was a D-lineman.
That was the only notable thing he did here was get arrested.
Cam Sutton?
Well, he got arrested,
yeah,
but it wasn't
did
Cam
too.
Sutton.
I don't know. The ball went over that guy's head. A Patriots receiver. Who was Brady quarterbacking?
Brady was indeed the quarterback, yes. And Julian Edelman did throw a pass.
I was going to say Edelman. I don't know. Deion Branch was long gone.
Correct.
I have no guess without a clue.
Cam Kelly was that safety.
Cam Kelly. The worst player in Steeler history. Other than Dante Moncrief, who dropped 8 balls that night.
Yeah, Dante Moncrief had three catches for 7 yards on 10 targets.
So it wasn't Chris Hogan. It wasn't Amendola. It wasn't Hunter Henry. It wasn't Edelman.
Oh, it was the stiff they drafted who actually had a good game that night.
The stiff they drafted that had a good game that night.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even think this guy was still there, but like Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead is
he a
incorrect.
Legend. It was a guy they drafted high up in the draft who had like 2 good games, and of course one of them was against the Steelers. Do you have another clue, Limits? We have to move on.
This guy was a former pick of the Colts.
A former
first-round pick by the Indianapolis Colts.
Holy horse milk. I don't know.
In 2015.
First-round pick of the Colts, 2015.
I can't think of him. Chester McGrudel?
Chester McGrudel is incorrect.
Who is it?
God, I don't know. Austin Colley.
No. Philip Dorsett was the answer.
Now, the one good game of his whole career.
Of course, I'm just thinking a little white guys.
For fun, just for fun, can you name the other receiver that Brady threw a touchdown pass from? This is a receiver who got into a lot of trouble as well and was a star with the Cleveland Browns.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon. He had a touchdown in that game.
The Steelers gave up touchdown passes to Phil Dorsett and Josh Gordon.
To Philip Dorsett.
Oh, my God.
Nobody gets
things
that one.
Just haven't changed. I'm ready, Limits.
All right. I'm going to save
one of these questions that I have for Tuesday night's trivia night. Donnie, Pony, and Malzi against the fans that I am hosting at Rival. That'll be fun.
So this is the last shebang
here. So this is the last question.
This is worth 3 points. The winner wins the quiz show today.
The question goes to Joe, I believe, right, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, Joe. Pitt is tied for fourth in college football history with 10 Pro Football Hall of Famers. That number will eventually go to third when Aaron Donald and Larry Fitz get in. But right now, they're fourth. Notre Dame is tied with USC for first with 14. Hmm. How many Pro Football Hall of Famers from Notre Dame can you name? Now, I will give you this.
Holy ostrich milk.
Players, coaches, owners, all wrapped up into one. Players, coaches,
owners. How many? There's 14. I can name five.
You can name five.
Yeah.
I'll let you do it. I can't name
Can you name five, Joe?
Yeah. Five Hall of Famers from Notre Dame.
Pro Football Hall of Famers from Notre Dame. And now he doesn't even know where to start.
What a jerk. Yeah, I can
you
name
did it. To
I can do it. Joe Montana.
One.
Jerome Bettis.
Two.
Tim Brown.
Three.
Paul Hornung.
Four.
Oh, God, help me. Please. Please help. Come down and help me now. Notre Dame.
The entire weight of the quiz show is on you right now.
Notre Dame.
If you lose, there's no more quiz shows
I got it. Ross Browner. Let's go!
Ross Browner?
There's no Ross Browner?
There's no Ross Browner!
Oh, my God.
No!
What are you talking about?
And with that, the 2025 quiz show season comes to an end. Good night.
You want to double check it, Joe?
Let's double check it.
Double checking right now. Ross Browner.
He is not a Hall of Famer.
Ross Browner is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's on the Bengals' 40th anniversary team.
He is not.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
Ross Browner is incorrect.
Wait a minute. Are you aware of who?
Other answers that were acceptable. Dave Casper.
Yeah.
George Connor from the Bears.
No.
Alan Page of the Vikings.
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
Eddie DeBartolo.
No.
Was out there.
No.
As a potential answer.
No.
Wayne Milner.
No.
John McNally.
No.
George Trafton.
No.
Earl Lambeau.
No.
Someone.
Earl Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau. Buddy? I was not aware of who Ross Browner's son is.
It's... Who is it,
Antone? Max Starks.
Max Starks, yeah. I'm reeling now, Donnie.
Donnie is up 6-2 in the quiz show. It has become insurmountable.
A pall has overcome the studio here.
Donnie, we're getting to the point where it might be
How could this guy not make the Hall of Fame? He was a Lombardi winner, an Outland winner, two-time consensus All-America, eighth overall pick on the all-rookie team and on the Bengals' 40th anniversary team. Anyway, all right, Donnie, so what is it, 6-2 now? Now I'm kind of out of it. If he wins next week, it really is over.
Then it really is over, yeah.
All right.
We will come up with a new segment to have at this time.
Good job, Donnie. I felt like I lost that one more than you won it, but that's the way
I feel the same way.
Yeah, you strategized that.
Donnie, I might have to rig it in Joe's favor next week.
That's weird. There's not a lot of well-known Notre Dame guys beyond the three or four.
No, there's really not.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why I was, when you said five, I was like, there's no shot I could get more than that. I think you even named, you named one of the ones that I probably would have been pulling on. I probably would have forgot about Tim Brown.
What about Paul Hornung?
I don't think I would have thought of him in the moment.
For a minute there, I panicked on him because he had a betting scandal surrounding him. Remember that? Well, of course you don't. It was like 30 years before you were even 40 years before you were born. Nick Bonacani played at Notre Dame? No, he didn't. Anyway, who cares? Donnie wins, I lose.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're a little bit away from that. I have no idea where Joe is. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan. We have a few more minutes here on a Football Friday. And what's cooking? That's brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. This is our pick segment. And here's Joe. He's back. He throws his arm up. He's ready to go now.
Limits told me I had time to take a pee. And then
no,
he turns
I did not.
On the thing. Now I can't even find my headphones.
Jeez, Joe.
Where are my headphones?
Did Donnie? You take them with you?
No, why would I walk to the bathroom?
Did you put them in your bag?
Maybe I did.
You already put them away? Joe?
Go ahead, Joe.
I know Joe has an important appointment to get to. But he put the headphones in the bag a little prematurely there. I didn't know what games we wanted to start with. I know Austin runs those. Limits, what's the record for everybody so far?
So, Donnie, you are in the lead, one game over 500. You and I both went 4-4 last week. The savvy old news hound has caught up. He was at 26-35. He went 7-1.
Yeah,
whoa!
Baby.
33-36.
Let's go.
Wow. The savvy old news hound.
They count me out of this. Don't count me out of the quiz show yet, Donnie. I feel like I've played well in the quiz show. I can't finish. Like I'm leading these games sometimes for 7 or 8 innings, and then my closer stinks.
Yeah, you're bringing Colin Holderman in.
Into the game.
I can't finish. All right. I can't believe I pulled Tyrod Taylor out of there. Right? That was incredible.
I can't either. I mean, that was a point where it really could have pivoted.
Yeah. What was your answer earlier? It was amazing. Your first two answers were amazing.
Oh, Palco and Devin Street.
Devin Street was ridiculous. What an answer that was. All right, Limits, let's go.
All right, Joe, I know
you... Where are my glasses? Oh, here they are.
Joe, I know you wanted us to add in the high school games that are taking place this week.
Yeah, you guys have an advantage here. I don't know that I can name a single player for the running back for McKeesport.
Well, do you want to do just the two Whipple Championship games tomorrow, or do you like to do tonight's game as well?
Let's do them all.
Let's do them all. Yeah. So tonight is Upper St. Clair versus Peters Township with a right to play in the 5A championship. The game is at Cannon Mac tonight. And Joe, since you don't really know much about it, we'll have Donnie go first.
No, I want to go first. It doesn't matter. I'm picking them, but not based on the teams. I'm going Peters Township because of my old friend Susie Jones is from Peters.
Susie Jones.
Yeah. I'm picking Peters.
Joe, I like that pick because I'm picking Peters Township as well. They won the regular season battle. It was a great game. It was a great game that we had. I expect that again tonight. Both quarterbacks I like a whole lot. I'm going to take Peters to get back to that 5A championship. I think it's a rematch of last year.
I think it will be the same thing, Donnie. I like Nolan DeLucia and what Reston Lehman brings for that really strong team. Coach Plack got him ready to go for Peters. I think they will win. Aliquippa against McKeesport. Keemon Spell, five-star running back. I think the best recruit in the whole class of 2027, Joe. Does McKeesport win?
Of course they do, because once upon a time, Swin Cash played there, Limits, and she's one of my all-time favorite basketball players.
One of the great WNBA stars, Joe.
Yeah, now an executive, I believe, in the NBA. So I'm going with the Fighting Swin Cashes.
Keemon Spell is on a level of high school player that is going to be up there and going to be remembered like LeVar Arrington and Terrell Pryor. Joe, that's how dominant this kid is. If you give this guy a sliver, he's going to take it for a touchdown. I mean, they played Thomas Jefferson last week. Bill Chirpak, to me...
Give him an inch, he'll take a less miles, won't he?
Bill Chirpak, to me, is the best coach in the history of high school football in this area.
Yeah, Mike White picked him as the best one this century.
He had no answer to how to stop this kid.
We got to go to the okay. Who do you got? You got McKeesport. We got to pick up the pace
I'm
here, Limits. This is an outrage,
well.
And I got to tell you that this is what's cooking. Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Donnie actually covered that.
50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Partly cloudy today. A high of Joey Porter Senior 55. A low of Donnie Shell 31. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Who we got next?
The other game is NA Central. Quick picks, guys.
Central, big.
All right, to college football. Number 11, Oklahoma is at number 4, Alabama. Bama favored by 6.5 at home, Joe. I like Alabama to win this game.
I like the Fighting Mateers. Is he playing this week?
I believe so.
I'm picking them.
I'm going to go with Bama and Ty Simpson.
West Virginia is
no
at
relation
Arizona
to
State.
OJ.
The game is West Virginia's at Arizona State. The game is, I think, 11 o'clock a.m. their time. Does WVU at least cover, Donnie?
What's the number?
10.5 Arizona State.
I will take Arizona State, Sun Devils.
No, they don't cover Limits. I'm taking the Fighting Todd Grahams.
I will also take WVU. No Sam Levitt. I'm a little concerned about that for Arizona State. Penn State is 7.5-point favorites at Michigan State. They're favored finally under Terry Smith. Will they win or will they win and cover, Joe?
Picking Penn State to cover on the road against anybody, including McKeesport at this point, I don't think would be wise. No, I think Michigan State covers.
I'm going to take Sparty to cover, but I think Penn State does finally get a win.
Yeah, I do think Penn State will win this game. I don't like the number at all, but I think it will end up being a 10-point game. They'll pull away late. Notre Dame at Pitt, boys. Here we go. The number at last check. I had it as 12.5 this morning. I'm going to double check again right now just to make sure that that is the number. It is now 11.5. It looks like some people are starting to bet Pitt. What do you like in this one, Joe?
I like Pitt to cover. I think it's going to be an entertaining game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won. However, in the end, I think that Notre Dame pulls it out. I say something like 27-20. I can't wait to watch it, though, and I give Pitt a pretty good chance to win outright.
Joe, we have similar scores in this game. I also think Pitt covers by that number, but I do think Notre Dame gets the best of them. 27-17 is my score. Irish win it.
Sweet Caroline. Pitt will win. I think Pitt is going to win this game against Notre Dame by a field goal. Now, I did not like the news that just came down about Pitt's kicker. Supposedly, Butkowski is going to be out for this game. So I feel less confident in hearing that because he's expected to miss due to an illness. Hopefully he gets healthy because I don't know who the backup kicker is right now, Sam Carpenter, and how he would be able to deliver, but I do think that Pitt will
maybe Jeff Reed comes back, Donnie. Does he still have... he could be sponsored by Sheets for his NIL, and then he comes back and kicks.
So we all have Pitt covering. I'm the only one that has them winning, correct? All right. Monday Night Football, Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites at the Raiders, Joe.
Oh, my God. The Raiders actually came to play last week against the Broncos, but I think their season's disintegrated. I'll go with the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys here to win pretty comfortably.
Cowboys all across the board. Chiefs, 3.5-point favorites at the Broncos, Joe.
You know who I'm taking in this, big boy. Broncos outright, and if they win, you two get a steak dinner on me.
I think it is a field goal game either way, so I'm going to take the Broncos to cover the 3.5.
I think that the Chiefs are going to win.
Are they going to cover?
Yeah, they'll win by a touchdown.
All right.
Ravens are 7.5-point favorites at the Browns, Donnie.
I'm going to take the Ravens. I don't think things will be even in the AFC North by the time we get here Monday morning, but I'm going to take the Ravens to win by 10-plus in Cleveland.
I don't know. Sometimes these games get weird in the AFC North. I'm going to pick the Ravens to win, but the Browns to cover.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think they will win it by probably right around 10 points. And it takes us to the grand finale, fellas. Steelers at Bengals. Joe, I'll go to you first. Steelers are favored by 5.5.
If the Steelers take the smart route to winning, which is giving the ball to Jaylen Warren, keeping Flacco and company off the field, they should win the game fairly comfortably. I think they will. It's going to be close for a while, but I think maybe the defense actually does get a turnover in this game. I think they get to Flacco at least a couple times at home. whereas they didn't on the road. I'm going to say the Steelers pull away late and win 36-22. Thank you, Donnie.
I'm going to take the Steelers to cover here as well. Thank you, Joe. I'm thinking 31-24, 31-23, something in that ballpark, Austin. I do think this has to be some sort of get-right game for the Pittsburgh offense. I mean, if you can't have a game against this defense where you put up 30-plus points or really just look like you're able to click on all cylinders, then you got some real problems. And we will be talking about those problems all next week if they come out and they look flat offensively against a defense that, again, we have heard people say that have covered the NFL for two decades or more, this is one of the worst defenses I've ever witnessed. I'll take Pittsburgh. They get over 30, and they hold Cincy under 30. I'm going to go 31-24.
I want to make a quick note because a man named Matthew emailed me and said the quiz show question was wrong in the most recent Pitt jersey retirement, that it was actually Jimbo Covert in 2015. I looked it up. I was wrong. Thank you to Matthew for pointing that out.
Well, I mean, Joe got it anyway. If I would have gotten it, there would have been a big stink.
But it wouldn't have mattered anyway because of just how the score ended up going.
Yeah. But
I'm with you, Donnie. I do think that the Steelers will win and cover this game. My final score is 35-27. I think it'll be close to that number, but the Steelers will just be too much for the Cincinnati defense to be able to handle. I think Aaron Rodgers will bounce back, and they will find a way defensively to slow down Chase and Higgins at least a little bit better than they did the last week, which was basically a freshman team going up against Central Catholic.
Thank you, Limits. All the reads done?
Everything is complete.
There we go. Well, that does it for a Football Friday. Chris Muller, a solo Mulsey, he's down at Mike's Beer Bar. He will have more of a Football Friday up until 6. He's next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.